what the date is today?
2nd of September.
The 1st of September, actually, yeah? It's the 1st of September. And so in this country, that means it's the start of a new school year, doesn't it? Yeah? For many, many years, I worked in a school, so this was always like the start of a new year. And so for all you children who are 5 or older, it's the time, you know, when the summer holidays come to an end and you're back at school. And you'll all be going into new classes, yeah? You're going into a new class? Yeah? What about new schools? No, not yet, but sometimes we go at this time of year to a new school, maybe for the first time when you're 5 or nearly 5 going to a school. Then when you're 11, you get to go to a big school, you know, secondary school. And then sometimes, you know, after that, it's even going to a sixth form or university. So it all happens about this time of year. So, are you looking forward to going back to school then?
No.
Yeah? Some of you are, some of you not. Yeah? Some of the parents are looking forward to them going back to school. Yeah? Well, some of you who are past that age of school might be thinking, well, I can just switch off now and go to sleep because it doesn't have anything to do with me. Because what I've entitled this is Back to School. So I think I have got a PowerPoint that's got a few verses on. But although it's like back to school for the children, really what I want to talk about is the fact that we're learning all our lives. Lifelong learning. Okay, that's what they talk about. And particularly I want to look at how we find out about lifelong learning in the book of Proverbs. Okay? Now, the Bible is a book that God's given us to help us to learn how to live, to learn about God, to learn about each other, to learn about other people, to learn how to live in the world. And Proverbs is a book that particularly deals with wisdom. Now, does anybody know what a proverb is?
No.
Yeah? Anybody know what a proverb is? Well, the idea of a proverb is that you've sort of got a saying or something like that, a bit of wisdom in a very short form, okay? And does anybody know any proverbs? Okay, well, you might have heard of some of these proverbs, okay? So the first proverb that I've got to look at, I hope, yeah, is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So a proverb is something that's quite easy to say. Sometimes when you think about it, you think, well, what does that really mean? So what? Any ideas what that means? A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Yeah, Eileen said. What you've got, if you've got something in your hand, you've got it. Two birds in the bush might look more exciting, but you haven't got them. They're over there. So it's better to have something that you've actually got than something that you might have, but then again, you might not. So that's what that proverb means. And then this, another proverb that people often say is, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah? What does that mean? Anybody? Yeah, that's it. If Gemma gets a break from Grace, it makes her appreciate Grace even more. Sometimes, you know, if you're separated from someone or something, it can make you appreciate them all the more. Yeah, it doesn't seem to make sense, but a proverb makes you think about things a bit differently. How about this one then? Okay, this proverb is, let sleeping dogs lie. What do you think that means?
Yeah?
Yeah, if a dog's asleep, just leave it alone. Okay, you can actually make things worse sometimes, you know, if you wake them up. We could say, for Rebecca, let sleeping babies lie. Yeah, Stacey will often say, if Rebecca's asleep, to Esther, leave her alone. Don't touch her, don't poke her, just let her sleep. That's a bit like that proverb, yeah? If you leave a situation alone, sometimes you can make it worse if you actually, you know, get involved or you interfere. How about this one? Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Yeah? Don't count your chickens before you hatch. When a hen lays all those eggs, you look at the number of eggs and you think, oh, that's how many chickens there's going to be. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or however many. Okay, but it's saying they might not all hatch into chickens. Don't make plans based on something that you're not actually sure of. Yeah, don't count those chickens until they're hatched. Or how about this one? I bet you've all heard this one. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does that one mean? Maybe, yeah. Basically, that one. Yeah, yeah. Having fruit, having an apple keeps you healthy, yeah, and so you don't have to go to the doctor. I once heard somebody say that an apple a day might keep the doctor away, but, you know, it's not so good with the dentist, because apples do have a lot of sugar in them anyway. But yeah, a proverb is things where you hear something, it's meant to tell you how to live or meant to make you think about what it's all about, life's all about. And in the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, it's a book about wise sayings. And in the Message version, it says that these wise sayings are written down so we'll know how to live well and right, to understand what life means and where it's going. A manual for living, for learning what's right and just and fair. Okay? Now that sounds good, doesn't it? You know, it says that, you know, it helps to teach the inexperienced the ropes, give our young people a grasp on reality. But also, in case you think, well, that doesn't apply to me because I'm older now, it says that there's something here for seasoned men and women. Still a thing or two for the experienced to learn, fresh wisdom to probe and penetrate. Now, do any of your children know what a manual is? Okay. Well, a manual is usually a book that tells you how to do something. And for the adults amongst us, you're probably very familiar with the Haynes manuals, okay? These were car manuals that told you how to fix your car. All my married life, Gary has had different cars, and he's always had a Haynes manual that, you know, when he wants to know how to change the oil filter or he wants to know how to fix something, he goes to the manual and it tells him how to do it. He's very upset now because they've stopped doing them. So for our, yeah, apparently for our new car, we can't find a Haynes manual, so he's very upset about that. Yeah, you can't do it yourself, it's all electronic. So what I thought we would do tonight is to have a look at some of the proverbs that we find in the book of Proverbs and see what they've got to teach us about how to live well and right. And what I've done is I've got bits of coloured paper throughout the church, and I'd like you to go and find these bits of paper and bring them back, because these have got proverbs on them. So they're all different colours, but they're all just on seats and on the piano. I think we've got one. We've got one up by the tissues. Yeah, so can you go and bring those back to me? Yeah. Yeah, so we've got these. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, we've got different colours. Have we found them all? I think we've found them all. I think we've got them all, yeah. So we've got five proverbs, five different colours. So if you'd like to come back, we're going to have a look at these five proverbs, okay? And this one's the first one, okay? So, we've got to put it together. So if you want to put it together, can any of you read that?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah, so that's our first one. Yeah, the fear, just leave the others, just sit down. We'll get the others down in a minute. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, that sounds a bit scary, doesn't it? How many of you like being afraid? You think, well, we don't want to be afraid of God, do we? Well, it doesn't mean that we're scared of God like that, you know, the way that we might be scared of spiders, or we might be scared of loud noises, or we might be scared like Esther of Hoovers. Yeah? It's not that kind of fear. When it talks about the fear of the Lord, it means we've got to respect God. Yeah? We've got to understand that he's the boss. The Message version says, the first step to learning is learning to bow down to God. Okay? So we need to put God first. If we're going to be wise, we need to let God have first place in our lives. Okay? So we're going to look at the green one next. Yeah? Stop messing with them. Okay, we'll do them at time. You put those together then. Yeah? So the green one. What does the green one say?
The fear of human opinion
disables. Trusting.
Trusting from that.
Yeah. So the fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that. Now, we've just been talking, haven't we, about we've got to fear God. But here it says the fear of human opinion disables. So in other words, it stops us doing anything. It paralyzes us, okay? And it's a little bit like we often talk about peer pressure. Have you heard that? Yeah. Peer pressure is like when you're more concerned with what everybody else is saying than with doing what's right. So you might have friends at school who want you to do something and you think, should I really be doing that? But because they want you to do it and they keep going on and nagging you to do it, you sort of think, okay, I'll do it, even if it's something that we shouldn't be doing. Yeah? But it says there, if we trust in God, it protects us from that, from always sort of feeling you've got to do what your friend tells you to do, even if it's something wrong. And you know, peer pressure isn't just something that affects children. Yeah? It's, you know, for the adults, we've got a phrase, haven't we, that talks about keeping up with the Joneses. You know, that feeling that you've always got to buy something or get something to keep up with your neighbours, or you've always got to be getting stuff, you know, or you're always influenced by what you're reading about people, what they're saying and what they tell you is important. But actually, the Bible says that that kind of fear of human opinion just disables us. And if we trust in God, we won't do that. The next one is the yellow one. Okay? So does somebody want to come and have a look at the yellow one? What does that one say?
Reproof.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah, and that's a bit, you know. To learn, you must want to be taught. To refuse reproof is stupid. Now that sounds a bit, you know, a bit funny. Reproof is perhaps a word that you've not come across as children. But essentially, if we're going to be learning all through our lives, lifelong learning, we've got to be a bit like a sponge. When you wet a sponge, yeah, it gets wet, doesn't it? And it soaks up the water. If we want to learn, we've got to actually want to learn. I'm sure your teachers will tell you in class, you know, if you want to learn this, you've got to listen to me. You've got to listen to what your teachers are saying, haven't you, if you're going to learn things. Now, children usually find that easier than grown-ups, to be honest, because they know that they've got a lot to learn still. Most of you will be perhaps learning something new. You'll be learning how to swim, or you'll be learning how to dance, or how to do gymnastics, as well as all the stuff that you learn at school. Yeah, and you know, because you're little, that you don't know everything. As we get older, sometimes we get a bit like, oh, I don't need to keep on learning. But we all need to keep on learning. There is another proverb that says, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Now, again, that's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? But it means don't overreact and do something that's going to turn out to be harmful to you in the long run. You know, if we've got to be involved in learning from God, we've got to let him teach us. And to refuse reproof is stupid. That means if somebody who loves you tells you off because you've done something wrong, you've got to listen to them. You've got to understand that they care about you. And even if you don't understand why they say no or you can't do that, you've got to learn to obey them. Because if you refuse to learn, you refuse that reproof, you're not going to keep on learning. And that applies to us as grown-ups as well. If we're not willing to learn anymore and we're not willing to listen to correction, we'll get stuck in a rut. The next one's the blue one, okay? And again, this has got some long words in it, but I hope to explain them. Yeah, pride goes before destruction, that's a long word, and haughtiness before a fall. Climbing up the bookshelf, okay? Why would you climb up the bookshelf, Tatiana? Why would you climb up a bookshelf?
To get a book.
To get a book, yeah. And because when you're little, you like climbing, don't you? You like climbing to the highest point, okay? Is it always sensible to climb?
No.
Not always, is it? Yeah, you might fall, yeah? All of you I've seen climbing, you've all managed to learn, if you get a chair up to the stage, you can climb on the chair, you can climb on the stage, you can get all the toys down. I've seen you do it week after week, yeah? You're good at climbing, you lot. And there's nothing wrong with learning to climb, but we've got to be sensible because we can fall. And pride is really thinking how high you are, how good you are, how much better than everybody else you are. Haughtiness, that word there, which is a very big long word, that means the same thing. Like, you think you're better than something. You think you're better than somebody else. You think you know everything. Yeah? And unfortunately, when you keep climbing like that, thinking that you're so good, that's usually when you fall. Yeah? And it's not very nice. But, you know, God wants us to be humble. He wants us to be willing to learn. Willing to say, I don't know everything. I've still got things to learn. I'm not going to be proud and look down on other people. I'm going to love everybody. And if we're willing to do that, then we will learn. If we keep on climbing and thinking we're better than everybody else, we'll become very unpopular. People won't like us. And we'll become very lonely. And the last one is the red one, which I think Esther's run off. Oh, no, she's put it back. Yeah, the red one. Yeah, you can try it. This is a long one. Yeah, it's a long one, so I guess two or three people could read it, really.
I'll just go from the origin of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do.
Everywhere you go, yeah? Who will keep? Okay, yeah, so that's from Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. This is one version of it. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, He's the one who will keep you on track. It's quite a long proverb, that one, but it's probably one of the most important that you'll ever learn. If we're to be really wise and to live well, we've got to trust God with everything that we have. We have to trust Him with all our hearts and accept that we don't know everything on our own, and we need to listen for God's voice in everything, because He is the one who does know everything. And so He has got good plans for us and can help us. Now, one version of this verse, probably the one that most people here know, says, lean not on your own understanding. Okay? So what happens when you lean on something? Yeah, you rest on it. You rely on it. This person on the picture is leaning on a stick. Okay? Now, if you lean on something that's strong, that's quite good, isn't it? It helps you. Okay? But if you lean on something that's not very strong, what happens? It snaps, and what happens to you then?
You fall down.
You probably will end up falling down again. If you lean on something that can't take you away, that snaps, then you'll fall again, okay? And that's what happens if you lean on your own understanding. Yeah? If you lean on what you know. Ultimately, it might seem strong for a long time, but at some point, it's not going to be strong enough to support you. And you lean on it, and you'll fall. But if you lean on God, you'll never fall, because He's strong. He's not going to let you topple over. Okay?
And if God is it's still going to fall.
No, even if each one of us here, each one of us in the world leans on God, He's still strong enough to take the weight of each one of us. So, as we start this new school year, we can all keep on learning. And the book of Proverbs, these five Proverbs, teaches how to be wise, how to live well, and how to grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus. Okay, so these five Proverbs, have we, how many? We've got four children, five if we count Rebecca, you can take one of the Proverbs home with you, whichever colour you like the best. Yeah? And you keep looking at that throughout the year and see what you can learn. Okay?
Thank you, Gary.